They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. I'd like to wish you a very happy Christmas. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 9. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. Of all the many surprises in the Christmas story, this is surely one of the greatest. We've long since got used to the fact that the birth of Jesus was announced to shepherds, but they were surely the last people you would expect to have heard about it. Their work forced them to live away from their communities, and so they were always last to hear the news. But more than that, shepherds were smelly. They were ritually unclean because of their work. Yet God gave them the front seats in the Christmas story. If we'd been given the responsibility of compiling an appropriate guest list to welcome the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, I would guess that shepherds might not have made an appearance. We might have thought about the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem. If Jesus was their Messiah, surely it would be crucial for them to be there. We might have even considered the faithful worshippers who had been praying for this moment for years. But the idea of including some smelly shepherds probably wouldn't have occurred to us. But it did occur to God. During Jesus' ministry, he consistently reached out to people who lived on the margins of society, the tax collectors, the prostitutes, people suffering from leprosy, children. They were all welcome because the kingdom that Jesus came to bring was open to everyone. Tragically, every society pushes some people to the margins. In our own day, it's often determined by ethnicity, colour, age, wealth, or physical fitness. But as we follow Jesus, we need to keep a special eye on those who might get overlooked, because God will never overlook them, and he calls on us to embrace them with his love. So let me ask you a question. Who are the equivalents of the shepherds in our own society? And now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that your love reaches out to all. Help us to pass on your love to those who are overlooked by society. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Hope you have a really great day today.
BMS World Mission, transforming communities around the world for over 200 years. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.